Girls drunk.
Girls drunk.
I'm like, turn. Like, y'all just. Y'all just ground with the average.
Yo. Oh, man.
You recording?
Yeah, I'm recording. I tell you, I get y'all, motherfucker. We
have
stars
and
phones on silent, on vibrate.
My phone would never be on vibrate.
So we'll put it on silent then.
Why, I take a drink too much?
Huh?
Like a,
wow.
It tickles me.
She said tickle Elmo.
I haven't been tickled since
89, son.
87. No.
Just have a phone in your bed if I give tips like, ooh,
I got the tickle.
Ooh. Oh, my. Who is this?
Y'all stupid, man.
Oh, shit.
I just shoot, man.
Yo,
how y'all feeling?
I'm feeling good.
You feeling good? Got that in your system?
Yeah, man.
Got that do it to it for
I
it?
I would say what brand it is,
yeah,
but we ain't
he got to pay us.
They got to pay us.
That yeah, fuck that he.
I was about to say something, but I forgot what it is now.
Well,
too much nonsense in the last 2 minutes.
Yeah, it was a lot of nonsense. Before, before I hit that record button, there was a lot of...
Way too much.
A lot going on, you know what I'm saying? But, you get started, man.
Yeah.
What up, world? How you feeling? How you living? It's your main man, Torian Terrell, a.k.a. Mr. Preppy Boy. And I'm in the building. We have a full squad today, and I'm in the building with my brother, Duke.
Here I am.
I got my little sis, Toria.
Yeah.
And y'all have entered the world of Preppy Boy's World, the podcast. And y'all can download and check us out on Apple, Google, Stitcher, Breaker apps, and you can now listen to us on Spotify and iHeartRadio. And if you're too lazy to get one of those and you're just a YouTuber, you can check out the podcast on YouTube as well. Look up Torian Terrell, aka Mr. Preppy Boy, and that's where we will be. And soon to come, it will be a Preppy Boy's World, website. You know what I'm saying? We're working on a lot of shit. So, keep your ears and eyes posted.
We're getting that content out.
You dig? We're getting it out everywhere. Shoot, man, how y'all feeling?
I'm feeling good.
I know we're feeling good. You know,
yeah.
we got that sippy sippy.
Got that sippy.
You know what I'm saying? And once again, you know how we do it. And it's been the custom thing now. We doing this shit early because, you know, late at night, that's when we kick it. Y'all don't see that part, but
they don't need to know what time it is.
Yeah.
They know what time it is.
I'm tired though. Yeah, you need to know it's early.
They know what time it is. It's right now.
It's right
now. Whatever you listening to it,
it's right
now.
It's 5 o'clock.
What the fuck it is.
It's right now.
No. If we ain't talking about something that's right now, then
fuck it.
We'll get to it later.
It's all crispy. It feel all fall outside like.
It feel good. I like that weather.
Though. I know, right? I was cruising earlier and Ozzy Brothers playing. They put me in that mind frame. I was just, man, I ain't had no cigar. It was a good vibe, man. It was a good vibe.
I want to drop top so bad. One day, man.
One day we going to get that Tory all cold and stuff. Look at that. She got a scarf on. She got juice down. She got Josie boots.
Sometimes it's not always.
In a Jonas
<Jonas-y> boat. Sorry I left you. But anyway, y'all.
Weather's
feeling nice, though.
Weather.
Glad when it actually is fall, though, man. Come out with the Timbos and, you know what I'm saying, the jogging fits. But we'll talk about that another day. What you doing, man?
I'm letting my hair down, man.
He's
literally letting his hair down, man. Yeah, that shit tight, huh?
Release the poop. You
gonna, he about to let that bunny rabbit free. Look at it. Yeah. Like a piece of broccoli. I'm like broccoli.
Sign so far.
Yeah. Look at that, boy. I swear. Wait till we get video, man. It's, y'all
going to slam my head into a piano now.
What'd he say? That's it. That's it. I wasn't gonna do it. But man, we got some hot topics today. First, First, I want to say RIP to Mac Miller. Yes. And my condolences to his family, to his friends, everybody who's been affected by it. You know, I'm sorry for the loss, man. I feel like he was a dope MC.
Yeah, he was.
You know what I'm saying? Very underrated.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Played the background a lot, but had some good music.
Yeah, great good music. Something else happened. Who else? Nobody else has passed away.
Oh, you know what? No, somebody did pass away. Cool. I'm gonna shout out this guy, Burt fucking Reynolds.
Oh, man. Yeah, R.I.P. to Burt Reynolds, man.
R.I.P.
Yeah. Cannonball Run 1 and 2
of Men and Mice.
Yeah,
that was the first movie that put me onto him. Mm. He literally like broke his leg in the movie.
Damn, for real.
And they left it in the movie. So when he broke his leg in the scene, it was towards the end.
Yeah, I watched that.
I read the book first, and then the movie after. And it's kind of a dark movie.
Mm.
But he broke his leg in one of the scenes, falling off a cliff almost.
Damn.
I don't know.
And they kept it in, like when his bone was literally outside of his leg, and he so kept acting. You can't.
Yeah.
You can't like. You got to give your respect to that guy, man.
Yeah, man.
And had a long career, man.
Long career, man. R.I.P. Burt Reynolds, man. I love him in Boogie Nights. Yes.
Boogie Nights. Boogie Nights. I would have been a crackhead if I was born back then.
I probably would have been a whore.
Because that was like, what, the 60s, 70s?
70s.
Man.
Yeah.
Hey, shout out to everybody who was born
in the 60s.
65.
Yeah.
Who was born in like 65.
It was about that life.
And made it through.
Yeah.
Made it through all right.
Oh, shit. Made it through the 80s too. Man. Shit.
Man, shout out to you because cocaine was a hell of a drug.
For real. Oh, yeah. Speaking of cocaine, yo, substance abuse, that shit got stopped, man. We understand that if you're hurting, it's other things you can probably. That high or whatever, but yo, chill, man. Like,
therapy, man. Like, people gotta start, people gotta start checking in on therapy first.
Yeah,
at least do that. Like, the drugs and the alcohol,
it comes,
which is also a drug, but it's still like it's a monetary thing. Like, it's not gonna last long. Like, therapy might help you a little bit more if you have like issues you want to talk about or get through and things like that. It's putting a Band-Aid over a bullet wound. So you got to really just, you got to face the main point I want to make is that you have to face what is bothering you. You have to face it. Like if it's whatever it is, if it's abuse, verbal abuse.
You can never have too much pride in asking for help.
Yeah, definitely.
Professional help.
Definitely.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Duke, I need help.
Let's go find the help, man. Whatever help you need, let's go find it. Fuck it. You know what I'm saying? That's part of the journey, man. Like life is short, but it's also a journey.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You don't fix it overnight. So, everything takes time.
So, I mean, you're going to help Kanye? He needs help, man. Mm. He's asking. He's
been asking for help. I like the setup.
Yeah, buddy.
I like the setup. That was nice.
Your setups.
Okay.
Wait for it.
Kanye, man, because he had the interview with WGCI, right?
Yep. And Power 92.
Yep. And I listened to the video. I watched the video of the WGCI interview.
Mm-hmm.
He was, man, how do I say this?
What did you take from it?
I get from it? Okay. Yeah.
What'd you take
from it? I tried not to have a biased opinion about it going into it.
You've been strong about how you felt about it.
I was. And
cussing me out all types of ways.
But my thing is, what I came out from it is that I was right.
Mm.
And that in that entire interview, it felt like he was politicking. Like he was...
Just selling the album or something.
No, not selling the album, selling himself.
Mm.
Like, he was selling himself back to what got him there. You know what I'm saying? Because when he first came, it was like, you know, it was about the real original hip-hop, the underground shit, and then it boomed into the commercial shit because of Jay-Z.
Right.
But right now, you know, he's at a level where, you know, he's global. You know, Kanye can't do any wrong in the eyes of, like, music.
Right.
So what I got from the interview was that all of his antics in the last couple of months were just, were not thought out. He didn't think them out good enough. I've been around kids who were on medicine for bipolarism. I've been around kids with mental illnesses. I don't see that in Kanye. I see a person who's very thoughtful in what he says, because there was some moments where he was taking awkward silences. You know what I'm saying? So when he was doing that, it was letting me know that he thinks about what he says before he does it.
Mm-hmm.
Or he thinks about what he says before he says it. So for him to say he thinks that slavery was a choice, is basically like saying, well, I won't say it's basically like saying that. It seemed like he just said it just to say it and just to get a reaction. Right. That's what I was thinking. Like, he just says stuff to get a reaction. He doesn't care if it's positive or negative. He just wants to see how big the reaction is. So that was my problem. He just does things to get a reaction. It's not really thought out.
Yeah.
So that was my problem. Also, he didn't apologize for what he said.
Mm-hmm.
He apologized for how you felt about it.
Yeah.
So that was another thing. Like, I actually listened to words. People sometimes just listen to or just hear words and think something else, but no, I actually listen to words because I take words seriously. But he didn't apologize for saying...
No, he didn't.
He didn't apologize for saying slavery was a choice. Mm-hmm. He just said he apologized for how you felt about it.
Not how you took it that
way. Yeah, that's just like... And you know how... Like, I felt the way because I've said that to somebody before. Like, I've said that to females when I've been in a relationship. And you say things like, at the moment, like, you meant what you said, but later on you get into an argument about it, and then you say, oh, well, I'm sorry you felt that way. You know what I'm saying? But I still feel that way. Like, right. I still have a, you know what I'm saying? Like, so that's what it felt like. And shout out to, I can't think of their names right now, the host.
Kendra G.
Leon Rogers. And what's the light skinned boy?
I know, right?
I forget his name.
They call him Baby Jesus.
Okay, Baby Jesus. Hey, is that what you want to be called? Yeah, I'll call you that. He had a reaction that was priceless because I had the same reaction. Because Kanye basically repeated himself on his stance.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And he was about to grab his hat like, oh my God, what did you... But he stopped himself and I peeped it. So it was just like, yeah. Like, Kanye is this guy. Like, he just doesn't care. Like, he's only, like, I don't know, man. Like, I just can't fuck with dude, man. Like,
yeah.
And I want to.
Kyle.
But I can't. Kyle.
Kyle. Just Kyle.
Kyle. I thought he had another.
I thought you could say his last name. His initial. Yeah. Kyle G or Kyle.
Kyle G. I think that's what it is. But yeah, man, Kanye is in his own box, man. Like, he don't, and then when he asked the question, well, when she asked the question, when Kendra G asked the question about Trump, like, now that you had time to, you know, rethink your answer, do you have a different answer? And he was like, it was an awkward silence for like a good fucking 40 seconds. And he was like,
that's a good question.
he was like, I think Trump wants black people to like him.
Yeah.
Like, that's not answering the question.
And no, he doesn't, honestly.
Yeah, he really doesn't care. He does not care.
What the hell he wants to do. He don't care about anybody
like him. I'm going to say this. Like, and Duke, I understand. You just don't fuck with Ye no more. And I still, I think I do because of his music. Musically, I do fuck with Ye. I just, you know, whatever he says, everything, we know that music is entertainment anyway. Yes, so whatever he says, granted, he's from the crib, and when he says my mother used to get pulled out of the seat for the sit-ins and stuff like that, you look at it as contradictory and everything. I'm looking at it now as just entertainment now, as he said. But I love his music. He still make good music when he feels like it.
But is music really entertainment now? Like this?
Yeah, but not, now but it is.
No, I don't think so. I think music is influential now.
I'm saying for him, maybe. It's just...
He's influential.
Yeah, but, you know, just I like his music just because they sound good. Let's say like
but that. To others, let's broaden the scope.
Right.
Kanye is an influential person.
Right, and people look up to him.
So yeah. My thing is, what you say and what you do, your actions speak louder than your music to me.
Right.
So, there, and I think there was a poll done when Kanye was doing his little, when he was doing his campaigning for Trump, black political support went up for Trump.
Uh-huh.
Like, I want to say 30%. I don't know the exact percentage. Nobody quote me on that, but I think I heard it went up after Kanye was doing his
rants and stuff.
His rants and his touring of Trump and all of that. And like I said, it just brings me back to the point where he says himself that he doesn't understand politics.
Right.
So why for the life of you are you fucking bringing politics into your rollout or into your conversations?
It's in the hip hop.
I do not understand that for the life of me. So that's where he like confuses me and pisses me off.
Well, we're gonna shorten this and we're gonna get back to it on a later day, y'all. What's get to it, Tori.
Let's talk about this Eminem beef that's going on.
Hey,
beefs, plural.
Look, man, I ain't never seen so many rappers come in one person before in a long time. Pause. I've never seen so many rappers go at Ja Rule. Machine Gun. And Machine Gun Kelly, he got at him. He really got at him. You know what I'm saying? But you know, it's like,
come on now.
If it took him from 2012, it took Eminem 6 years. If it took you 6 years to get back at Machine Gun Kelly now, I'm like, why? And then why would Machine Gun Kelly come back at him? I guess because he's a young fella.
A lot of his stuff is old. A lot of his issues are old.
Right. Like, why are you bringing that?
Could it be that because he has a new album coming out that he wants to get that riff-raff, that little attention first?
Well, his last album...
By the way, I have this release coming out, but let me go ahead and get myself relevant again before that.
That's what I'm saying. Like, his last album wasn't that good.
It was
horrible. And I'm going to agree with Joe Budden. When Joe Budden said, this right here seems like classic Eminem, but it's at the wrong time.
Yeah.
Is that it's truly at the wrong time that he's coming back out with, you know, all this stuff. Like, you know what I'm saying? If he was doing like a Nicki Minaj just BS and bullshitting, I guess I can deal with it. But like, you create old beefs. But the funny thing about it is that Ja Rule wants to come back out after 16 years and say he have a beef with M. Pull it at 50 Cent. Let's go back at 50. You know what I'm saying?
Like, I think the 50 beef is personal. Whereas, you know, Eminem is more so like, that's...
On wax.
That's play. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's for play. But I like Eminem, man. Like, I won't say grew up on Eminem. I grew up on a lot of artists. But Eminem came...
Was part of growing up.
99.
Yeah. Eminem came around at a time where Tupac was gone, Biggie was gone, and it was really only just Jay-Z and DMX. And Eminem came and Nas. Well, Nas not so much because he was Nas is like, he'll drop an album, then he'll disappear for 10 years.
Yeah.
So.
Wasn't that around the time Dr. Dre was reappearing as well?
Or with that 2001?
Nah, he was just doing beats.
Yeah.
He was just doing beats.
Well, yeah, 2001 come out. Came out in 99.
2001 came out in 98.
Yeah, 99.
No, it came out in 97. Oh. 98.
We're going to look into that. We're going to look into that.
We're
going to look into that. Youngins.
So I just came, you know, around the 2000s when I start really coming into the world. So history lesson.
Damn. I'm sorry, brother. Go ahead, man.
Nah, I was just saying, like, the Eminem beef, his last, I want to say, how many albums does he have?
Oh, shit. He probably got like 6, 7.
I think he has like around 7 or 8.
Mm-hmm.
And his first 4 are like, these are like great works of art. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But after that, like his, because I think he did one called Revival was the last one.
Revolver or something like that.
Revival.
Yeah.
And then, what was the name of it? Relapse. That was another one.
I remember Relapse.
I actually liked that. I enjoyed that.
And it was one more. And they were just, they were not good. Lyrically, of course.
Oh, that was Recovery. Recovery.
And he had Relapse, right?
And Revival came. Yeah, Revival was the last one. So it was Recovery, Relapse, and Revival. Those were the last three.
Last three.
Yeah.
And then this one.
Yeah.
Okay, so he had 3 after Encore, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so he had 3 after Encore. Those 3 after Encore. Brother.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm gonna need you to throw them back into the vat of whatever you come up with.
But I will also say, in his defense of that first horrible album after Proof had died, you know, his mind really wasn't there. He was on stuff. He was saying,
"Yeah, I can understand you being in a dark mood, but your music kind of
reflects.
Your music shouldn't fall off."
Yeah.
If it reflects, cool. But if it sounds good, that should be better. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Like, I understand if you're in a dark place, your friend just died, one of your best friends just passed away in a horrible, you know what I'm saying, horrible way.
Yeah.
I'm not knocking his content. I never knock Eminem's content.
Right.
Because, you know, individuals are individuals. And maybe somebody can relate down the line to, you know, what he's saying. But as far as like the sound of it, it needs to blend in with something that's audible, something I want to listen to.
I mean, because this is stuff he's been doing. Like, that's what I forget who said, but it was like, I don't want to hear Eminem talk the way he was talking in 97, 98, 99.
I don't mind 97, 98, 99.
No, I don't either, but it's like
authentic performance, or that's his authentic artistry, then why change that? You know, I feel like most of these, I think
what they're talking about is more so like, of course, it was NSYNC and Britney Spears and Christina Aguilera, so now I guess you got to find new artists to pick on and fuck with. You know what I'm saying?
But he's not fucking with anybody that could. Except outside of Joe Budden, there's nobody that he could really, that'll really battle him back. And Machine Gun Kelly actually stepped up. He was like, hey.
Speaking of Joe Budden, do you believe his theory that he's better than him?
He said in the last 10 years.
Last 10 years.
He didn't say the first.
See, that's unfair. That's an unfair advantage because you know he sucked. You know he sucked.
Well, that statement is still true then.
I guess, you know what I'm saying? But if you're going to say you're better than him, you're better than him. It's just, you're going to be better than him.
No, because people have their moments. You know what I'm saying? Like, let's say, like for instance, Kobe Bryant and LeBron James.
Mm-hmm.
Kobe Bryant was the man for LeBron James's first 7, 8 years, right?
Right.
And then LeBron went and left and went to Miami.
I guess your theory is right. Yeah, okay.
And all of a sudden now the shift is to LeBron James. So it's the same difference. I understand him when he says the last 10 years. And he's put out albums the last 10 years, so has Joe Budden. Joe Budden's music is consistent.
And it's just not commercial.
It's not commercial, but it's consistent with who Joe Budden is.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Eminem, his content is consistent, but his music... It's just not
inconsistent.
Yeah, it's inconsistent. Yeah. It's not the sound, and I think it shifted really earlier than that when Eminem started doing his own beats.
Yeah.
He wanted to do too much. That's what I think. That's just my theory. I don't know. Because once Dre got away from doing his beats, it was like, okay.
Everything changed when Dre stopped.
Yeah.
Everything changed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got to leave Dre in there. That's why Kendrick's still popping.
I paused because I paused in the walls and the calls. Can I kiss, get a calls, can I kiss, get a guys?
Another thing he said. He just, nobody said he just raps. He doesn't have any content.
No
just,
melody.
Yeah, he just puts words together.
When I eat broccoli, I stockly and my broccoli and my broccoli now. And I started.
Did you see that clip with the guy?
He playing like his voice, like it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I forget his name. I forget his name.
That shit was hilarious.
I forget.
He was like, "What did he say?" He said, "I got a napkin in the back."
I got a napkin in the back.
He said, "I'm snapping on the napkin in the back."
Hell no.
That shit was hilarious. I cried. I watched it.
Hey,
like,
I wonder if I can let y'all hear. It's hilarious, man. I gotta let y'all.
I'm in a cabana chanting on a stand up banner. Well, you don't got the stamina, your leg in the stamina. Leg got the stamina while you're divorcing Harrison Ford, and I'm in a Porsche and I'm throwing porch.
Turn it off! Turn it off! That motherfucker said Harrison Ford.
Oh my god,
hey man,
gotta cry
for real, man.
Funny as
Pamela, Samela, Pamela.
Oh, so, speaking of beefs,
oh man,
yes,
oh,
that's
funny.
Pamela, Samela,
cat fighting.
Let's
talk about this Cardi B and Nicki Minaj situation, guys.
This is sad.
Oof.
It's been sizzling.
It's like that.
Yeah.
It's been
sad,
sizzling.
But it's entertaining. Man.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Like, what happened though? Like,
so,
all we know.
They were at the New York Fashion Week, and I guess Cardi B saw Nicki Minaj, and she decided to on site.
Wow.
Pretty much,
like,
you know?
Any publicity for that?
They do have a video up of them in a lobby, or I guess in security everywhere, and Cardi B in her big, gigantic, extravagant red dress. Trying to throw her shoes.
She got her ass out, too.
I know, right?
Do anything she can with her big poofy ponytail looking so extravagant. But come on now, baby.
That's what it was about, her baby.
It was about her baby.
That damn baby.
Nicki Minaj was kind of going in on her baby a little bit.
What was said, though? Like, did she say the baby was ugly?
We don't know specifically what she was saying.
But whatever it was, it triggered Cardi off.
Yeah, it triggered Cardi, and she did explain it, I believe, on her Instagram.
Hmm.
So, we do have a whole post here, which, like, can you read the post?
Yes, please.
Okay.
Please do.
So, this is from Cardi B herself on Instagram. It says, "I've let a lot of shit slide. I let you sneak this me. I let you lie to me. I let you attempt to stop my bags, fuck up the way I eat. You've threatened other artists in the industry, told them if they work with me, you'll stop fucking with them.
Wow.
I let you talk big shit about me. I addressed you once in person. I addressed you a second time in person. And every time you cop the plea. But when you mention my child, you choose to like comments about me as a mother, make comments about my abilities to take care of my daughter, is when all bets are fucking off. I've worked too hard and came too far to let anybody fuck with my success."
Hey, who's that in the background? Stop walking and shit. Damn, man, we get all that damn noise. Sorry.
They just talk all these shit in their raps, but in real life, they pussy. That shit really is for entertainment.
Wow.
So this is Cardi B's words from her own Instagram. So I guess Nicki Minaj is probably retweeting something about her daughter, or following comments on Instagram or whatever about her daughter.
Sure.
Not really, yeah.
She gonna call it this record. Pamela, Bama, Sam, Lamb, 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 Cardi B.
So, I mean, she went in. She went there.
That's crazy.
They saw each other on site. She did try to get at her. But security was everywhere. Her poor dress was
everywhere.
Everywhere.
Thighs was everywhere. You know what? 2018.
They showed a knot on her hair. which I mean,
that, I don't think it's a real knife. Somebody photoshopped.
Which apparently happened from security. One of them elbowed her and tried to get her away, but
Cardi used them knots from her head. She bowed it. She's a rough neck.
I don't really.
And a lot of people say, yeah, you know, you ghetto and you say you're from the hood and all this other stuff. There's a time and a place, but her and Nicki really don't cross paths that often.
Nah, and when
so
they do.
So for all this to be building up the way it is, you know, and especially you don't talk about somebody's child.
Yeah.
That's I don't know if it's true or not, but bottom line, that's like rule number one. You do not bring up somebody's family, child, husband, mama, daddy, nothing.
Right. Yeah.
You definitely don't bring up kids.
Yeah. Right. I personally don't know what Nicki Minaj did or said, but it had to be something to make Cardi B,
flip out.
Like, and she's been doing good lately. She's been doing really, really good. Maybe people thought, you know, just because I'm a mother or just because I was pregnant, don't get it twisted. Like, I'm still about that. Like,
I'll beat your ass.
So, you know.
I'm fans of both of these women.
Yeah.
I am too.
I like both of their musics.
Musics.
I think... The reason why I say this is sad and entertaining all at once is because it's sad because females can't just be themselves and share the limelight. I think that's terrible. I think Cardi and Nicki, they both bring something different to the game. I don't like hearing just one person as far as female rap goes. I like hearing Nicki. I like hearing Cardi B. I think they both great. I don't care if Nicki writes or doesn't write. I don't care if Cardi B writes or doesn't write. I think they're good. They make good music.
Right.
As far as this fight goes, I seen the TMZ video. The fight, it wasn't a fight. It was just security holding people back.
As they should be. They should be, you know.
It was terrible. Like, it wasn't even something like, yeah, that's something to report, but it's not that serious to me.
Right. It's just like what we were talking about, how Nicki doesn't need to be going back on Twitter back and forth for people. Twitter, this is another thing that Nicki or Cardi needs to be doing anyway right now.
Nicki should be at a, and this is the thing, Nicki, maybe like two albums ago, should be where Beyonce and Jay-Z is right now.
Right.
Because she had an opportunity. There was a window for her to be an icon.
Mm-hmm.
Because, for one, you were basically the only female, because Remy was still in jail. Sure.
Right.
So you had really no competition out there.
Yeah.
So, and you were the only female in the game, in the rap game, that was really rapping and rapping on.
And killing it.
You was killing it. You on songs with Kanye West, Jay-Z, DJ Khaled, Lil Wayne, Drake, whoever. Like, you are the biggest artist, female artist on the planet. Like, you should be an icon by now. Cardi B came in and went last year, right? And had a.
About last year.
Like, she should be. Cardi B should not be anything right now. She should just be a footnote. Like, okay. Yeah. Like, Nicki should be so much of an icon that she puts Cardi B on her album to pump her up, pump Cardi B up.
Real talk.
Like, that's how it should
be. That may happen, but not right now.
It's not going to happen, ever.
Maybe, we don't know.
They may later on. I don't see it, though. Females are a different breed than men. You know, right. even Jay-Z and Nas got together and did a song. I don't see. Females are different, man. Like,
could it be that they have so much of a point to prove?
What's the point?
I feel like Nicki Minaj, her point to prove is that she always says, I'm not a female rapper. I write my own lyrics. I don't need a man to help me. Hence her interview with, what was it, Funky?
Funk Flex.
Funk Flex. Her whole argument of that, you know, I write my own lyrics because I'm a woman doesn't mean that, you know,
right.
I need all this help from men in the industry. So maybe that was her whole beef of trying to prove a point besides just elevating herself and not actually beefing about it, not arguing about it, but showing that, you know, I am this, like, high-end, high-class-ass rapper, and I don't need no one to write my lyrics, but not so much as, like, continue to argue with people. So I feel like she got so stuck on trying to prove a point that she wasn't really elevating herself in a way that she could have.
I think, and you could be 10,000% right. I also think it's probably more so just having that crown. You know what I'm saying? Not too many females got the crown. Nikki had it, like Duke said, she had a chance to have it for a while. But whatever happened between Remy being locked up and Remy becoming out now, she lost it. She lost the torch. And I think it's about supremacy. That's what I think it's about. And Cardi was next to getting it. Some, you know, like, she came in fast as hell and just dominated.
She's really successful. You know what I'm saying? She's really close, but it takes that one little thing to bring her all the way back.
Exactly. You know, so that's what I think it is. It's just, it's not a true, you know, a true female MC that's got the crown. You know what I'm saying? Hell, it's not even a true MC that really got the crown in men's, but we give it to certain people.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Nikki just needs to make music.
That's it.
Stop worrying about who's on Twitter talking about what. Stop worrying about Cardi B. Stop worrying about Remy. Stop worrying about whoever don't like your shit. Like, just make good music.
Yeah.
Just do
that's
what
the
you
difference
do.
Between men.
She's losing herself.
Yeah, that's the difference between the men's side and the women's side as far as rap goes. Like, men are constantly making music. The ones who consistently make music are the ones that consistently stay on the radio.
Right.
If you consistently make good music, you will consistently stay on the radio.
Good music.
Yeah, good music. You would not, there would be no issue with Cardi B because, like for instance, what's that song she had? Bodak Yellow.
Mm.
Bodak Yellow was a hit, right?
Out the gate.
Yeah.
Okay. Nicki Minaj, go and make you three other songs. Go make three songs. Compete. It's okay. Like, just make music. Like, even if nobody appreciates it now, like, it can still be appreciated later.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it doesn't matter. Like, I hate that shit. Like, just make good music. And it would be no problem at all. So, I really hate this beef because I think women need to just make the music.
It set hip-hop back a little bit for y'all.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And it's hard because it's like, I won't say it's hard, but it's frustrating because I like to see everybody, you know,
make it.
Everybody shine. Everybody like be their own artists and be individuals. like in the '90s with Lil Kim, and it was Lil Kim and Foxy. You know what I'm saying? They was competing, but it was like they were never like at each other's head. You know what I'm saying?
They've never done anything together.
Though. Yeah, that either. But at the same time, it's just like, you know, some men don't do anything together either. So, but you know what I'm saying? Just make
we didn't think Nas and Jay-Z's would do anything together, and that came out of nowhere.
But they made good music.
Right.
And there was no competition. It was like, okay, who's better? That's just all opinion. You know what I'm saying? But
this, I don't know, man. You know, it's so much beef this week. And so much shit's happened in the past 2 weeks, man.
Oh, speaking
of beef.
Speaking of beef.
Orange beef.
Let's talk about this whole beef with Nike, guys.
Ah, that's funny.
People burning
Not, not people, up, white people.
White people.
Let's keep it real. It's only them getting mad at
about
shit.
Individuals being their own artists, they're trying to redesign a new Nike by burning them.
Like, oh my God, this is preposterous.
What is
this?
Based on Nike's stance to make Colin Kaepernick.
Colin
Kaepernick. Oh my God.
So she called
him. She said this man's name is Colin Kilpatrick.
Corn Kilpatrick.
Colin.
Colin.
I'm so sorry.
Colin.
You just turned that man from a black man
Amber.
To a goddamn.
No disrespect. Let me put some respect on it.
Real
fair. Let me put some respect
put some respect on it. When you say
Colin Kaepernick.
Yes.
Nike's making you.
And I didn't get a chance to see the commercial either. Said the commercial was dope. That they came
out. I had a chance to watch it, but I didn't check it out. But, yeah. I didn't have time.
You had what?
I didn't have time to check it out.
You said you
had a chance to watch it, but I didn't.
Oh, okay. All right.
Okay.
I'm like, hold on, what?
But Trump take on it. What is the Trump? He's got a new Mr. Trump.
In so many words, he don't like it.
Purging people to like, fuck this, yeah, burn him.
Dude, you fake news, man. You hot trash. You garbage.
Like, Trump don't even wear Nikes.
Now,
Trump wear golf shoes.
Yeah, he wear golf shoes because the golf shoes are made by Nike. Half of them.
Oh, the MAGA hats were
Nike.
Yeah, but the thing is, they were bought plain.
Oh, wow.
You know how you put? Yeah, they bought plain, and then they put the they get embroidered.
Oh,
you know
wow, yeah.
So it's like Nike MAGA. You motherfuckers who fuck with the MAGA shit, MAGA shit. Y'all gotta find somebody else to do y'all hats.
Yeah, Adidas.
Yeah.
Damn.
And they Adidas got fucking Kanye with his slavery was a choice. This world is crazy, bro. I know, right? This world is fucking crazy. No,
2018 is gonna be the funniest year. Wait, I can't wait to next year.
It's the wildest year. Yeah, so far.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't wait to see what happens next year.
Shit has happened.
Yeah, but yeah, that's crazy. Congratulations to you, Colin, man.
For real.
And
even something, even if it means sacrificing everything.
And exactly. Thank you to Nike for
doing that,
for backing him up, because they were paying him before.
Yeah.
You know what? All right. So a gentleman on my Twitter, I'm not going to say his name. He basically DM'd me saying that it was a sucker move for me to support Nike. I was like, how? Because I guess before they separated themselves when Colin was taking the knee and everything, okay, they separated themselves because they didn't want that heat out. So with their name or whatever, I don't know. But that doesn't mean it's a sucker move because I put Colin Kaepernick's, the quote that you just said, I put that up on my thing, and all of a sudden I'm supporting Nike and all this stuff. It's a sucker move. I don't think it was a sucker move for me to do that anyway.
There's so he was wrong with supporting Nike anyway. I mean,
so he was saying it's a sucker move to support them after the fact.
Right after the fact, and like, you know, I'm actually gonna read it. And brother, I know you listen to the show, but it's all love. But I want to repeat this: what you sent me.
I'm gonna answer his question.
Okay, let me read. Yeah, let me read this.
Exactly what he has.
So the first thing he put up was, but Nike pulled it because of press. Oh wait, no, my fault. Oh okay, he said, "Hey yo, hey T, you have to be prudent, bro. Post Nike stuff is bullshit. They took their endorsement away from him." When he started on the right knee to kneel, now because of the backlash for allowing the police to use their products for a police sting to use to entrap for young black male, which y'all heard that they was using a truck to get black people to steal so they can arrest them.
Yeah.
They've been doing that.
And he said to support that is a sucker move. You know what I'm saying? And then he said, my rebuttal was nothing was a sucker move. I support him and what he stands for as far as me supporting Nike, to each his own, my brother. You know what I'm saying? If you don't support him, that's fine. I do. Whatever. So he was like, yeah, I know, bro, but didn't he have a contract endorsement with Nike before? But Nike pulled it because of the press. The press, this is how a company uses us, bro. They do something like that. They do something like what they've been doing in my old neighborhood, like in Inglewood, with the police thing, then do something like this to clean up their act. I support Colin, but I don't support any brand who do stuff like that. Plus a lot of black athletes been leaving Nike before this. I think this, like you said, I just think we should be wise and look before we leap. I don't think most people know about Nike and the police thing they did a month ago in the hood. That was worldwide.
Okay, so I want to say, first of all, Nike pulls away from everybody who has controversial
bias standards,
opinions, and they pull away.
Yeah.
They pulled away from
a lot of them do.
They pulled away from Tiger Woods.
Yep,
that was big. They did pull away from Colin Kaepernick.
Yep,
because it was fresh. It was new. Nobody understood what was happening. But what they also did was get back to Colin Kaepernick.
Right.
They said, hey, we're going to pay you, but we're not going to announce it. We're going to keep it smooth. You know what I'm saying? We're going to pay you because The NFL didn't give you a job.
Right.
The NFL isn't paying you. You just donated $1 million to a community or a charity.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So right. You have to be funded. And I thought the same thing. Like, man, this man is donating millions of dollars. Like, he needs to be, somebody needs to be paying him. I said exactly. This back when it was happening.
Right.
And so, for him to be getting paid by Nike, I think right now, even though, you know, people make mistakes, people jump the gun.
Mm-hmm.
It's understandable. But what they did was they still got back to him and right. was like, hey, we're going to help you out. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. That's okay. You know what I'm saying? People make mistakes. It wasn't something where if Colin Kaepernick would have been on his own this entire time,
mm-hmm.
and then later on, Colin Kaepernick is now, you know, like let's say in a miracle, perfect situation, Colin Kaepernick gets his job back, or he gets a starting job at a NFL team,
uh-huh.
and he gets back, and Nike then comes in.
Right.
Then I would have a problem with Nike. Like, nah, y'all need to fall back. Y'all phony. You know what I'm saying? But no, they did it with him. They did it. They went back to him while he was still in the trenches.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I fucks with that. I understand that. You know what I'm saying? Nike had to bag out. They had to do what they did. So it's okay. Colin Kaepernick, man, he's a hero. He's an icon. He's doing what he needs to do as far as, like, the people go. You know what I'm saying? And his ability to be strong and strong-willed in what he believes and what he knows to be true. So, Nike, shout out to you for what you did. Colin Kaepernick, you know, stay strong. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
And just to be clear, it wasn't Nike, correct? I believe this is a fact. It wasn't Nike that planned a whole thing to put their trucks out in a black neighborhood
or in a minority neighborhood,
just to, you know, set black people up. This wasn't Nike's idea.
No, it wasn't. Because
this
you can buy Nike. Yeah, you can buy empty boxes. You know what I'm saying? You can go and tell Nike you need a bunch of empty boxes. It's not Nike's fault that somebody bought a bunch of empty boxes.
This isn't Nike's doing, just to be clear. So, you know.
And plus, also on that little situation, police have been trying to, like,
trap us and
entrap black people for the longest. Like, they do it with cars. They park, like, Benzes in the middle of the hood where, you know what I'm saying?
It's called bait car.
Bait car. They leave bait cars there all the time. Like, this is nothing new. The truck thing is just, it's beyond.
It's taking it to another level. Yeah.
Right.
Because it's one thing where, you know, you want to entrap somebody who steals cars for a living. And they know how to get them. They know how to open them up and know how to drive them. That's different. But a whole truck, come on now. Yeah. That shit is disrespectful.
I want to touch on something real quick, and I want to give some love to Jeffrey Owens from The Cosby Show. Oh, yeah, he works at Trader Joe's, yes. Joffrey. There's nothing wrong with that. Fox News, you should be ashamed of yourself.
He's making his money.
And thank you, Nikki, for giving him 25 stacks. And for Tyler Perry giving him a contract.
Tyler Perry gave him a gig
for a 10-episode contract. And you know, God bless you, man. You know what I'm saying? That what's wrong with society where we shame a brother for providing for us?
And that's just like when I
was working. It wasn't like he was out on the street. You know what I'm saying? Homeless. Like, he was still making his good penny.
I'm sure he could have got an acting gig somewhere, but it just wasn't what he wanted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's what I talked about a few weeks ago when I was talking about what men do as men, like what they need to do as far as, like, providing for their family. Like, even if he was on the show for years, you know what I'm saying? But big deal. If he gotta provide for his family, he gotta provide for his family.
That's it.
That's being a man. Yeah. I can't knock that. That's commendable. That's honorable.
That's what's up, man. Like, yeah. God bless you, brother. Oh, yeah.
Speaking of Machine.
Yeah, speaking of Machine Gun Kelly, we said
him looking at Trick Trick, you just look like a bitch.
Popping it, popping it, bobbing it, bobbing. But, y'all, man. Good shit today, man. Good shit.
Please comment, give us your thoughts, your opinions, yeah. However you feel, we accept it.
Screenshot us, use the hashtag PreppyBoysWorld, let us know that you're following us and you're rocking with us, you know what I'm saying? Follow my brother Duke on what's your social, my man?
My IG is March1_Pisces2. My Twitter is Quartzside. Facebook. Good luck with that one.
Yeah, that's exactly. You know what I'm saying? Toria.
Good luck with Facebook.
You guys can follow me on Instagram, PGT93, Twitter, PGT. Twitter, PGT, Instagram, PGT93, and if you want me on Facebook, then DM me.
Yeah. That's it. Zombie. You know what I'm saying? IG? You say IG?
Yeah, Instagram, PGT93.
Okay, cool. Yes. And y'all know y'all can follow your boy, Preppy Boy for Life, PreppyBoy, 4, LYFE. You can follow me on Snapchat, Instagram, and Twitter. And also, check me out next week. I am reuniting with my old radio crew, Die Radio, Destroy Ignorance and Educate. You can check us out on intellectualradio.com, or you can check it out on iHeart, which you can check out the podcast on iHeart. So check us out next week. Stupid. Intellectual Radio. Check out me and the crew. You can check out my homegirl, Tennille, Michelle, Kim, my brother Griff, and myself. 7:00, Intellectual Radio. Or you can check us out on iHeart. I'm going to even do a live on my IG, and I may do a little something on Snapchat. So follow us, follow me, follow Duke, follow Toria, and man, fuck with us. You know, we got it. Hope y'all enjoyed the show. I'll let y'all next week, man. Peace.